to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on estimating task times. We're all about making life easy for your future self, right? All of this review and planning session is all about minimizing decision-making on the fly and making your workflow smoother by reducing the amount of continual reanalysis and revisiting of what needs to happen next. That's why we do all of the organization and prioritization of your tasks. I am going to review 7 benefits, reasons to be estimating the importance of estimating the amount of time it's going to take for the tasks. First one, realism. How many hours of work are you trying to cram into your available time? It is so common to come up with a very overly optimistic list of 6 hours of project tasks when you actually only have 4 hours of time available. Something has to give in this situation. And usually it has to do with frustration, that sense of, oh, it's never done, and a lack of feeling of accomplishment. There's no need to harass yourself in this manner. 2, focus management. Especially when you're using a timer to do work sprints, you aren't breaking your flow, guesstimating time needed on the fly. You've already got it right there in front of you. 3 and 4 have to do with clarity. The first one is about doing this now in your wrap session. Gives you yet another opportunity to take pause and double check that you know what the task is. Because if it's too vague, you won't be able to give a reasonable estimate. If you can't figure out how long it's going to take in your mind, then maybe you don't completely understand what it is you've written down and to revisit what you think the task represents. The second one on clarity is that if it's too long, if you say, okay, this is going to take 4 to 5 hours, that could be a great sign that it needs to be broken up into smaller pieces. Unless, of course, 4 to 5 hour stretches on single actions is the norm for you, in which case you'd probably want to schedule that session in your calendar. Okay, the fifth one, structuring your day. When stepping into your office in the morning and reviewing your list of high priority items for the week, knocking off at least one longer task is a really satisfying way to get the day going. So, what's high priority? What's a 1 hour task? Go. No more thought needed. 6, quickies. If you see you have an extra 15 minutes unexpectedly in your schedule, or you finish something else early, you can pull up all of your 15-minute items because your task manager allows you to sort by your time estimates. Pick the one you want to do and go. You save several minutes of those 15 available from sussing out time estimates right then and there. So that, again, is the benefit of doing it ahead of time now in your review and planning session. And the 7th one, communicating with others, be them coworkers, partner, family. If you're halfway through a 1 hour task, it's super easy to prevent someone from interrupting your groove. You can say, hey, I'm in the middle of something. Let's talk in 30, okay? You've just let them know what to expect, which makes it really easy for them to agree. This is so much better than giving a really generic, I'm busy, can it wait? Because that doesn't let them know when they can actually have that conversation with you. And you know that if you just say, hey, I'm busy, can it wait? They're going to say, it'll just take a second, which is literally impossible because there's no request that they can make that can only be a second, which means you've broken your flow. Okay, finally, what times to use for your tasks? And obviously, this one totally depends on your attention span and your workflow. Personally, I use the following 4 tags: 5 minutes, 15, 30, and 1 hour. My brain and attention span balk at anything longer than 60 minutes for one thing, and the 5-minute things make for great little breaks. Be kind to your future self. Estimate the time needed for your tasks during your weekly review and planning session. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.